Chris, if things were normal, they're not, you would be in Toronto right now competing for the OHL Cup. How much of a disappointment was it to you and your team?
Definitely a big disappointment to myself and the coaching staff, Jack. But I think the biggest disappointment was for the kids. You know, they had worked hard all year. We talked about this tournament all year. And then to end our OMHA championship and end last week ranked number one in the OHL Cup, you know, they worked hard to get that. And it's just sad that they didn't get to go and, you know, play in it, because they were, I think we had a great chance at it this year. You know, I just feel for the kids, especially in their draft year.
I know the disappointment is there now, but do you think in time it will become a consolation knowing, A, you got the OMHA championship in front of a big crowd at home, and also you were ranked number one for the OHL Cup?
Yeah, definitely. And we got to, you know, when we meet again a couple weeks down the road or whenever we're allowed to meet, we'll try to get that drilled into them. They had a, you know, they had an unbelievable year. They had the most wins out of any team at a minor midget. They had, you know, scored the most goals, the best goal differential. You know, they led the, you know, the province in a lot of categories. Plus, you know, end of the year as OMHA champs in their backyard, you know, in front of a lot of fans. So, you know, whether you call it a dream season, you know, cut short, but they had a great year and they should be very proud of themselves for, you know, it's a pressure year, a minor midget year, and they responded big time.
I know this team as a group has won three OMHA titles. Have you been with them right along?
Yes, I started with these guys. Actually, I started practicing with them in novice, and then we had our first AAA year was minor Adam. So, you know, that's 7 years. I took 1 year off in minor Bantam, but I was with them for all three championships. We were in the finals five times, so we had three golds, and we lost in the finals twice. We had two silvers also. So, yeah, it's been a long run with them, that's for sure.
And it ends now, so that's got to add a little bit more to the disappointment.
Yeah, definitely. It you know, the kids, you could see it in their faces at the end of the year that, you know, they don't want to end. You know, they're all best buddies, and they all get along. It's a pretty tight-knit group, you know, because we're, you know, there's some from Madoc, there's some from Tweed, there's some from Coburg, some from Napanee. You know, it's quite an area, and for them to be best friends, you know, it's pretty special. And they've been together for, the core of them have been together the whole time. So it's, you know, that part of it's going to be sad for them, you know, when they all go their separate ways and move up a category, whatever everyone's playing next year. You know, I'm sure they're going to be sad about that, but they should be very proud of themselves the way the year did end.
While the minor midgets did get some closure with the OMHA championship, there were other AAA teams that didn't quite get there, but were still playing. What's the status there?
Yeah, and you got to feel for these kids too. It's crazy. Just in the Quinney organization, we already had our major Adams that qualified for the OMHAs. They were leaving. Theirs was last weekend, but obviously they were unable to participate. Our minor Adams and our major Bantams were up 2-1 the respective series. All they needed was one more win, and they would have been qualified. You know, that would have been four teams total in the OMHA championship. So that's, you know, that says a lot about our organization. And, you know, hopefully the kids are very proud of themselves where they got. You know, even though they didn't get to finish the year off, you know, like they wanted, they all had, you know, our whole organization had a great year.